Well, good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, temperature at 51 now.
That's our high for the day. Mostly cloudy skies, maybe a shower or two.
A day after both chambers of Congress passed the bill funding the government and averting default, President Obama says he is not too happy with the results. President told reporters at the White House this morning the standoff and shutdown hurt business hiring plans.
We know that consumers have cut back on spending and that half of all CEOs say that the shutdown and the threat of shutdown set back their plans to hire over the next 6 months.
The bill funds the government through January 15th and increases the debt limit through February 7th.
Paul Ryan of Janesville was among the congressional budget negotiators who met this morning as part of the deal that ended the 16-day government shutdown. Ryan, the Republican House budget chairman, said the group's goals are to come up with smart things to reduce the deficit, get the national debt under control, grow the economy, and get Americans back to work. Budget leaders from the two parties met over breakfast and agreed to at least try to achieve a deal on a permanent budget. They have until December 15th to get it done.
Wisconsin-based trucking company isn't geared up for the 70-mile-an-hour speed limit proposal, pointing to safety concerns. Schneider National of Green Bay opposing an effort to boost the speed limit to 70 on certain interstates and highways. National study shows there was a significant hike in highway deaths and injuries when states increased the speed limit in the past.
Generally, there was about a 28% increase in the number of fatalities when the speed limit was increased from 55 to 65. And when it was increased from 55 to 70, there was about a 35% increase in the number of fatalities.
That's the attorney for Schneider National, Tom Vandenberg. He's adamant that as speed limits rise, so do the death tolls. Vandenberg says fuel economy and emissions are other factors that they are also concerned about.
State transportation officials in Green Bay say the underground steel pilings of seven piers on the eastern section of the closed Leo Frigo Bridge will need to be replaced. Officials gave an update on stabilization efforts on Pier 22. The piers themselves are fine. Soil composition around Piers 19 through 25 is similar to the corrosive soil found around Pier 22 that buckled.
The problem is not above ground. The problem is down in the ground with the foundation. And so the engineers that are looking at this and working on it are looking at a permanent fix of how to retrofit the existing foundation that's out there.
That was Leo Frigo Repair Project Technical Service Chief Bruce Enke. Stabilization efforts should be done by early November. By then, the DOT should have an idea of what the permanent fix will be.
That $100 million property tax cut will be up for a final vote at the state capitol this afternoon. The assembly expected to approve it and send it on to the governor. Opponents say the average homeowner will only get an extra buck or two sliced off their taxes each year, and that money would be better spent on schools and highways or reducing the state's debt. They're also saying it's nothing but campaign hype aimed at getting Scott Walker reelected.
Sheboygan police are investigating a burglary to a downtown business last evening. According to Captain Jim Vieser, the department received word around 7.05 p.m. of a burglary alarm activated at Kisalix Jewelers on the 1100th block of North 8th Street. When authorities arrived, they found the business had been entered and a number of jewelry items taken. The suspects fled the scene prior to the police arriving. Vieser said they are currently trying to identify four male subjects who were seen entering the business. Anyone with information about this crime is asked to call the Sheboygan Police Department at 459-3333.
Well, residents in Howard's Grove may have a Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department member visit them today in their effort to combat crimes connected to illegal drugs. During Sheboygan's morning news this morning, Sergeant Doug Tuttle said this comes following recent incidents of vehicle thefts and the use of cash, debit, and credit cards found in them for possibly purchasing illegal substances.
We want people to, a very simple strategy, but simply remove their valuables from their vehicles regularly and often just don't leave them in the car, and also to lock the cars up.
Howard's Grove selected first to receive pamphlets and posters since they were the site of some of the crimes, Tuttle hoping their efforts will prevent larger crimes from occurring.
It's not just the drug itself, it's the environment around it and the culture around it that in obtaining those drugs and the use of those drugs adds on to so many other much more serious crimes.
And Tuttle says if anybody does witness suspicious activities taking place, they should call the sheriff's department immediately.
Still no deal on the proposed $800 million casino in Kenosha. Governor Walker and leaders from various tribes met in a closed-door meeting yesterday night. The Oneida, Ho-Chunk, and Potawatomi have raised concerns about the casino. Craig Korn is the chairman for the Menominee tribe.
We got to hear from the other tribes, and you know, we look forward to getting to the finish line and getting in the sign-off.
Governor Walker has reaffirmed his position, saying all tribes must agree for the proposal to move forward. The deadline for a final answer is next Tuesday, the 22nd.
Well, a man claims there are leprechauns in Eau Claire. He swears there are. They were riding with him. We get that story from Eric Griller.
Joseph O'Connell is going to need more than luck to get out of his latest OWI charge, which is his eighth. A deputy was dispatched to the town of Bloomer after reports of a man knocking on doors, asking for help getting his Jeep out of a ditch. He told police he wasn't driving because leprechauns were driving him home, but they got lost along the way. The preliminary alcohol breath test registered at .22, nearly three times the legal limit. O'Connell will be back in court November 26th. He also has to take a breathalyzer test daily.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
So far, no word, Rusty, on the pot of gold.
No, not at all. Although the weather will be sort of like Ireland,
mostly
cloudy, maybe a few showers, highs in the low 50s continuing through the rest of the week and the weekend.
All right, 51 degrees right now as we get back to Rush Limbaugh at 12:06.